Everything's against me and it's got me down. If I jumped in the river, I would probably drown. No matter how I struggle and strive, I'll never get out of this world alive. These shabby shoes I'm wearing all the time, they're full of holes and nails. Brother, if I stepped on a worn-out dime, I bet a nickel I could tell you if it was hell.
Lemon face. Lemon face. All right. All right, let's do this shit.
All right. Are we doing news at all or no?
I mean, do what you got. Bring what your mama gave you.
Really, it's just Zombieland and that Lars Van Trier thing.
Okay, cool. We'll talk about it. Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Who Goes There podcast, episode 164. This is Jorge.
This is Matt.
And Alia.
Welcome back.
Thank you.
How do you feel about being on the show yet again?
I'm all right.
You're all right.
There's something about your front door that makes her hungry.
While we were, you know.
My front door makes you hungry?
As soon as you walk through the door every time we do the show, it's like, I'm hungry again.
Maybe it's just the time of day. I think this time of day, I'm just usually hungry.
It's second dinner time.
Yeah.
We did eat a little while
but
ago.
But no burritos.
Not right now. I'm over it. Just like I'm over hanging out with people.
I feel the same way. So, well, we talked about it earlier, but Alia's anime corner is not existent right now.
No, it's kind of sad.
No gross out or gory manga for y'all.
Nope.
Nothing. There's anime, just not horror anime.
There's stuff coming out, yeah, but I'm just not watching any of it. There's a couple stuff I like bookmarked, but I don't remember what it was.
All right, sweet. Well, what about you? Have you watched anything in the last couple days?
I watched Suspiria today.
How was that?
I mean,
Suspiria. Obviously, like, but how was this viewing?
I started thinking about like
the remake,
and how it's not supposed to be as bright and as colorful.
Did you see the trailer for it already?
No, is there a trailer? Oh, I have not seen that.
Ooh,
I'll have to watch that on the break. But I was looking at the Scarecrow Oven poster, and then looking at how bright and colorful it was, and how the new one's supposed to not be. And that movie doesn't have a whole lot going for it without like that level of artistic creativity in it, you know? Like, you don't really see very many movies that are that bright and that colorful and that use of like purples and blues. And I think once you take that away, it just, the movie's not that good.
Wow.
Yeah.
So what you're saying is you're welcoming the remake with arms wide open.
That's not at all what I'm saying.
Wide open.
I'm saying that I think without the thing that made it special originally, it's, what has it got?
Mm.
Well, the new movie's a different movie, so you can't really say like what has it got, because you don't know what it's got yet. You haven't seen it.
And it focuses on something pretty different. And but the music's not done by Goblin. It's done by that guy from Radiohead.
Which is okay.
Is it? Okay, computer.
When you say that guy.
Tom York.
Yeah.
That's his name. I forgot his name for a minute.
I mean, it's not
that guy from Radiohead.
It's not just that guy. It's the guy.
Well, yeah, I couldn't tell you anybody else's name.
Nobody else.
But, and then I've been watching the Toxic Crusader movies again.
You did post about that.
Yeah. I kind of agree with Hans, where the first one is really good. Second and third are okay, and the fourth one is really good, but the second one was really hard to sit through. I'm like sitting there watching it. I'm like, you know, this could be easily 20 to 30 minutes shorter, and it would still be okay.
You need your Toxie toys.
I do. I found out the Toxic Crusaders is on Amazon Prime too.
Ooh.
The cartoon. I'm going to wind up watching that shit.
I'm going to watch it. We did talk about cartoons last episode a little bit, right?
We did, about Toxic Crusaders.
Yeah.
That's what made me look for it on Amazon.
Anything that gets you to watch cartoons is okay.
It's pretty all right, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, we were talking about Super Jail. And,
Super Jail.
Adventure Time. Did you say Super Joe?
Super Jail.
Oh, I heard
Super Joe?
I heard Super Joe. Super Joe. What about you? You haven't seen anything?
Fuck nothing, dude.
Watched Avengers three more times?
I did not watch Avengers three more times. I watched it once more times. Let's see. Ronnie and I watched Game Night together. That's a really good movie. It's super fun. It's got actually kind of some horror-y elements to it.
Really?
She was even suggesting doing it for an episode, but I think it's not quite there.
It's enough. That one episode, the see it through a different lens and it might become horror.
There you go. Yeah, but it's actually, I might have talked about it before. But
no.
Game Night, real fun.
Yeah, truly. I heard it was pretty good.
Yeah.
You went in the theater and saw it, or saw it here?
No, I saw it.
BOD.
Yeah. BOD. Totally B-O-D. Legally.
We went and saw Super Troopers too.
How was that?
That was actually really good.
Really? Like, really good?
It's
funny.
It's the best out of all of the 10 years later sequels.
Yeah.
Like, Anchorman was shit. The Zoolander one was shit.
I didn't see that one, so I can't really say.
Joe Dirt 2 was shit. But this was actually funny. They kind of just touched the old jokes, but added a whole bunch of new ones
in. They redid a lot of the old jokes, but they did it in a completely different setting, like, to... it's just, they're totally different.
It's almost kind of like all of the old jokes are kind of like meta, like, hey, remember how funny this joke was? But to each other.
Drinking syrup, drinking?
No. They did the meow, like when they pull each other. And that one was a really fun callback, like the way they did it.
Yeah.
But not as good as the original, but it was still really fun. But that's really it. I mean, we recorded, what, like 4 days ago?
Yeah, right. Yeah.
We 3 days ago?
It hasn't been that long.
Yeah.
All right, well, what's in the news, my dude?
Guillermo del Toro has a new Netflix deal for an anthology called...
I didn't know it was on Netflix.
Yep. Just got announced, called 10 After Midnight.
Is it gothic horror?
His probably are. So from what I've read so far, it kind of seems like it's going to be like Masters of Horror, where he's going to write and direct...
He's producing?
Well, he's writing and directing a few of them, but then he's going to bring in a bunch of other writer-directors and have them do the rest of the season.
Okay. I'm in on that.
I mean, it sounds good to me.
Hopefully. As long as he doesn't get his Victorian fingers all over all of the episodes.
No. All of them, no, but I'm thinking at least three.
I love that shit.
I don't, man.
You liked Crimson Peak, right?
Yeah, dude. I'm all about romance and bullshit like that.
Well, thanks.
Yep, I was not into it.
Del Toro has officially jumped the shark for me, man. I can't.
I give all, like, out of 5 stars, I give a star if it's got a good romance. If everything else sucked, I'll still give it a star.
You at least got a star.
Yeah.
Oh, man. You're going
to
rate.
You can go from 2 to 3 stars in my
real
opinion.
Real quick.
If you
you're
going to
rate tonight's
romance.
Movie off the chart because that romance.
Oh my god, dude. When you say stuff like that, it makes me like just want to hurt you. Like, I just want to reach out and squish your titty or something.
Leave my titty alone. You're gonna give me breast cancer.
I could, dude. Men get that shit for sure.
That's true.
That dude from the news got it.
Forgot the dude from the news.
Dude from the news.
Eweedy.
Puppet Master Littlest Reich is gonna be released unrated in theaters.
Good.
Which I think is really cool, because the only other movie I know of off the top of my head that's been unrated in theaters was Hatchet 2,
mm-hmm.
which was really good.
What was the one, the guy that, Housewife, is that coming out?
It's not
soon?
Out yet. It has okay. It has a release date. I think it's June, but he actually, his new movie, I forgot what it was called, just got picked up or just got funding at Cannes.
That's cool.
Cons.
Either way.
That was way better than Baskin.
Way better.
I did not like Baskin.
Either. I didn't really. Well,
no, I went back and watched it, and we did an episode on it.
I still don't understand how you didn't like Baskin. That basement scene was literally written for you.
That basement scene was good.
Yeah.
But one good scene does not a good movie make, George.
He doesn't like the confusing. Anything that fucks with his mind, he doesn't
don't
like.
Don't use
He's
my
not
brain.
Into it. Yeah.
Don't make me use my brain. Don't do things to my brain.
How dare you?
Yeah, no.
Make me use my brain.
But August 17th for Puppet Master. I want to see it.
Okay.
I want to do an episode on it.
All right.
I like Puppet Master. What's it called?
What about what's
Housewife.
It called?
Housewife. When's that coming out?
I will look that up.
You don't care about me. I asked you what it was for.
You didn't ask what. I told you I don't know, but I think it was June.
Why don't you care about anything?
It's just everything is Housewife released from prison. That's all.
Good.
That's all I'm seeing.
Oh yeah, that one woman was released from prison for what?
Running over her husband.
Yeah, that's the thing.
Well, he was like cheating, and she had her kid in the car and ran him over like 3 or 4 times, five times. Sure. She did 15 years.
Yeah, she
though.
Did a good bit.
Yeah.
Well, dude, you murdered somebody, or did he die?
Yeah, he definitely died.
He died as hell.
Yeah.
It was, it was in Texas, I think.
Probably.
Which I'm surprised she did 15 years in Texas. And I'm surprised they let her out. I mean,
you're double surprised.
I'm double surprised.
When the judge was like, well, he was kind of asking for it, but
he was asking for it.
Housewife comes out in the fall of 2018. Mm-hmm. That's all they say is fall. The fall of 2018. Fall,
at least it's this year.
Yeah.
Not like Game of Thrones.
Are you going to care when it comes back?
Yeah, I mean, I give a shit about it, but I
my shits have dwindled, dude.
much like the new Tool album that's been coming out for the last
you say that, but you're gonna like get such a hard on the day.
What I'm saying is I won't get excited until it's out.
Okay,
you know, a lot of that's Tool what she fans, says. A lot of Tool fans are like, they're fucking, it's coming out in 2018. I go, no, it's not. Don't get excited.
Yeah, I think they said officially that it's not coming out this year.
Yeah, well, they do that every album.
Oh. And then it'll be out next week.
Just drop it.
Something like that. Well, we'll see.
Zombieland 2 officially got announced for October of 2019.
I'm excited.
Original cast.
I'm good with that.
I don't know about Bill Murray, but they said they wanted to do it for the 10-year anniversary.
Garfield.
Is it going to just like pick up where the last one?
They haven't announced yet.
I kind of hope it does, because what else...
All they said is it's the same cast, and
I guess you could just be like, oh, we've been traveling for a while. These things happen.
It would be kind of neat if they had like established like a little colony, and then shit went bad.
It's been 10 years, and that one girl was what, like,
for the
13
record,
in the movie?
Like, find it so hard to trust anybody, like in a zombie apocalypse scenario.
If Walking Dead has taught you anything, it's that you can't trust anyone. Even your own group?
Forget anything that Walking Dead has ever taught you,
and also
because...
fuck that show.
Yeah, it's never taught you anything. I think the most important thing news wise is the house that Jack built, and
is that,
yeah, this is one of those things again, man. So it's the newest Lars von Trier film, and here we go with like, it's the most extreme ever and people are walking out of the theater. My fucks are way low.
I'm on another side of this where I don't want to watch it at all. Like, I don't want to. I hope that Matt doesn't sort of force me to by watching it at the house when I'm there.
I won't force you to watch it.
You know, like, I know you won't force me, but if you're watching it and I'm like, got nothing else to do, I'm going to sit and watch
it. I got to think that for me, that's got to be a theater movie.
Yeah.
If at all.
Just to see everyone else's reactions.
Not only that, but like, it'll force me to watch it without looking at my phone, because I feel like if I'm here, I'll get like...
Especially at 2.5 hours. Yeah.
I like long movies, but like long torturous movies, I'm like, nah, I don't.
Well, and that's what a lot of the reviews were saying, was that it's glorified torture porn and that he mutilates women and children. And Alia brought up I'm going to call it a theory, that when people make movies like that, they want to live in the fantasy of doing that to, you know, to women and things like that.
Anybody, but they find it like exciting for some reason, you know.
But he also did Antichrist, where a guy's dick gets like smashed with a rock.
Some people are into that shit, dude.
See, and I don't think it's so much that he wants to abuse women and children. I think he's just a sick fuck who knows how to push people's buttons.
That's probably true.
Keyword being sick fuck.
Because after Nymphomaniac, I felt like I needed a shower. Both of them.
Both, yeah. Speaking of which, did you watch Revenge with this knucklehead? Uh-huh. What'd you think of Revenge?
I liked it.
You liked it?
I think it was a little silly sometimes, yeah, but it was awesome otherwise.
I thought so too. I mean, we had talked about it, but because you're here,
mm-hmm.
How did you feel about the whole, I mean, I don't want to say they handled rape well, like, because that's such a shitty thing to say.
No, but it was like a part, it's like literally the driving point of the whole story. It's like, it's the catalyst for the whole story that they're telling. So it had to, it was kind of, you know, it was necessary. So they did have to handle it in the film in some way. But when I started watching it, I sat down with Matt. I didn't originally want to watch it because it kind of scared me a little bit, you know?
Yeah, no, I can.
So I
can agree.
I was worried, but then when I sat down and I just got on my phone and like just did a little like checkup on it, I saw that it was directed by a woman.
Yeah.
And so I was like, okay, well, she probably won't want to, you know, like torture this girl too much, you know, like in awful ways, like in oh, this is like accelerating her growth as a badass ways, yes, but like not like for no reason.
Yeah.
And it turned out to be right. Like from the get-go, I was like, I fucking cannot wait to see these guys die. I hated all of them. But
so you were pretty positive on it?
Yeah, I really liked it.
That's good. I mean, me too.
I would have rather watched it again tonight, to be honest.
Well, we'll get to that. Yeah, I mean, I kind of for me, what it ended up being was it felt like somebody had mashed I Spit on Your Grave with Mad Max and a comic book version of it. Mm-hmm. And I thought it was all pretty well done.
It was really cool.
I quite liked it. Well, yeah. You know, I think your perspective is important on it because it is. I mean, it's important to get a woman's perspective on something as touchy as rape.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, not to say that men don't get raped, but it's a far fewer occurrence.
What happened to her kind of happens to a lot of people, a lot of girls, you know. Like, and I guarantee that every girl you know, if she has girlfriends, she knows somebody who like went through something similar.
Right.
So. It's like a total like shared experience thing, you know. Like not everybody's been through something that awful, but like everyone's been to some degree. Yeah. Every girl you know like has to some degree like or at least knows a couple other girls. Like men and women, like too many people that I know have been through something like that. So yeah. Like
that's even sure. Chris got roofied once. No, I'm not fucking around. He did.
I think he told his story, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And they were hanging out with some people in OB and they like went back to their like hotel or something to hang out and they got all fucking loopy. Crazy shit. Maybe they were going to take his kidney. Maybe that's what it was.
Yeah, maybe that's what it was.
That's like probably the lighter side of it.
Kidney theft.
Getting off. Something I witnessed at my work later.
Getting off easy with kidney theft. Yeah. All right. Well, is that's
yeah. There wasn't like a whole bunch of news going on.
Nothing really happened.
I definitely think we should do that Lars von Trier movie though.
I think so too. I mean,
I think so too.
As much as I don't want to watch it, I'm gonna force myself to do it.
Yeah. Just so I have nothing else I can call
I'll let you off the hook.
Yeah, I'm not going to watch it. I don't want to watch it.
I'll line somebody else up for that torture.
Yeah.
Bring Chris back.
God. Like he probably won't watch it.
No, he wouldn't.
Because it's probably along the same lines
as August Underground Serbian film. Yeah. See, that's the thing. I was mentioning that to Alia because she was talking about how, you know, people were walking out. But I read one of the comments about a woman saying we were sitting there in formal attire forced to watch this. And I said, well, exactly. They're in formal attire. Like this probably wasn't the audience for them. Like the same thing happened with Human Centipede 2. And it's like, well, that's not who these people or who this movie is for.
Okay, well, disregard that.
Yeah.
Tweet, but yeah. Still, it doesn't.
Human Centipede was probably like a better troll than.
But
you gotta imagine that people are like, okay, it's a Lars von Trier film. Probably this is going to be button pushing, yeah. And why would you walk in there and then you know and not expect what you got? I mean, that's kind of silly.
Yeah.
Unless they'd never seen any of his movies before,
which is also possible. But
then why are they at like an expensive
festival? Yeah, and that was like the big highlight of the weekend too. Like that one was one of the biggest screenings.
And next up, we have this. Lars von Trier goes up to the screen and goes, "That's Skete."
Skeet, skeet.
All right, well, that's it for news. We're going to take a quick break and then come back and talk about The Cleanse. Yeah, that's it. Yeah, that's the name of the film we watched.
That grunt of approval.
We'll be right back. You guys really love this song. Hey, Alia.
Huh.
Guess what?
What?
We're back.
Oh, joy.
Hey, Matt Smith.
Yeah, George.
What's up with the Patreon, homie?
Patreon.com/WhoGoesThere podcast is how listeners like yourself help us keep doing this show. By giving us as little as $1 a month, you get bonus content, exclusive content. You get to help pick an episode. You get handwritten thank you notes from us.
That we have to do.
Exclusive merchandise, all kinds of stuff. And it helps keep the show running. So go to patreon.com/WhoGoesThere podcast, or if you don't want to do a monthly thing, you can go to whogoestherepodcast.storeenvy.com and buy a t-shirt or a hat or bed sheets or something. I don't know.
Is there bed sheets on Store Envy?
There's towels. There's all over print dresses and Ooh. Socks.
That would be kind of neat. Mm-hmm. An all over print dress of the Booger logo.
I haven't found any of our logos that actually work as like an all over print. Axe yeah. Cat came the closest, but then it's just kind of all over. It would make your hips look really wide, I think, because the banner comes right across the hips. Hmm.
So if you're thin, if you're a thin hipped person, then go for that.
Yeah, perfect.
Man or woman,
you know. Nice that to smell meet you like? Too. Nice to meet you too. Hi.
Oh, you got
we're friends now.
You got claimed.
Good lord.
So cute.
Yeah, the new dog.
Oh god.
Pain in the ass. All right, so
it'll help you get through the next 30 minutes.
The Who Goes Her podcast watched. Now here's the thing. So it has been done since 2016. This movie was finished in 2016, but wasn't really released for wide release until 2018, May of this year. So it's directed by Bobby Miller and also written by Bobby Miller, starring Johnny Galecki of Roseanne fame and also
Big Bang Theory.
Big Bang Theory.
Your dog's
Anna Friel, Kyle Gallner, Angelica Houston, Oliver Platt, Kevin O'Connor, and some other folks. And Dashie, you gotta go. You got to go. Dashie.
Continue. Matt.
I don't even here. He was just reading all the names.
Yeah, that's it. Okay. So let's start with, since I already kind of know where you lay, let's start with you, Matt.
I liked this movie better when it was called Bad Milo. I did not care about any of the people or the things going on in this movie. I thought it was completely unnecessary, and though it was 80 minutes long, it felt like an eternity.
You thought the movie was unnecessary?
Yes, wow. As a whole.
Okay. Talia, what about you?
I think it was a little bit more forgiving. Overall, I really didn't like it.
Yeah.
You know, overall, I was pretty much irritated while I was watching it.
Okay.
The whole time.
But full stop, there was a couple irritated. Of things. There was a couple of things, you know, that I thought were cool.
Okay. I think I'm a little bit...
There's a couple of people that I thought were good, too. But for
like
the
what?
Most part, like, I was annoyed. The guy, when the first two, when they first do the interviews with them, when they bring them into, like, the little room, and they're asking them to, like, what's your pain?
Yeah.
That guy...
when he talks about his penis?
With the camera.
Yeah. The... What's his name? The other guy? The one with the big one?
Fredericks.
Fredericks. I liked him.
Yeah, Fredericks is crazy.
I liked Lily, but
who is Lily?
Angelica Huston.
Okay.
But but the main characters like took that all away. You know, it wasn't like
so. Paul and Maggie, you weren't.
Yeah, God, man. Okay. Paul, Maggie, you know, add the other guy, add the Asian girl, like everybody else.
So
pretty
full
much.
Stop. Like, you didn't like Paul, Maggie, Eric, or Lori.
No, they were the worst.
Okay.
What about you?
So I think I land a little bit more positive than you guys do. I think
really,
I think I actually like this movie. Mm. But here was kind of my sort of thought on it, that I liked what they did. For the most part, I would have liked.
Should have never shown him how that closet worked.
Come here. You gotta stay still.
Teach a dog to fish, man.
I would love to see a dog fishing.
I just wish there was more of the second act.
I was gonna say, I wish there was more bad things happening to the main character in this case.
Yeah, I mean, it sort of resolves itself without any sort of conflict. It just sort of ends. Mm-hmm. I would have liked things to get a little bit crazier towards like the second, the second third.
Okay.
What did you find positive about the film?
Nothing.
Literally, nothing.
I thought the
don't you dare! You better at least say Angelica Huston.
I thought the creatures were cute, and I wanted one.
I vacillated between okay, they're kind of cute, but I want to set it on fire also.
it the switch turned for you so quick too. It was like, it's so like the open first, it was the little penis thing and it's like, ew, gross. Oh, it has eyes.
It has a mouth.
And then the next time it grew, it was like, he's so cute. And before that scene was over, it's like, it's fucking scary. I want to punch it in the face.
I've never, like, I wanted to just like go outside my door and just throw something as hard as I could out the door just to get rid of the feeling of how badly I wanted to fucking punch that thing or throw it, get rid of it.
You know, honestly, I thought they were pretty adorable the whole way through.
There was moments, too, where I was like, okay, that's kind of cute. And then I was like, no, that's disgusting.
Right away. When it touched his finger, like when it first made physical contact with him, she's like, oh, it's so gross. It's gross.
It wasn't really that gross, but it fucking grossed me out.
Yeah, I mean, let's talk about those main characters because, boy, God, were they annoying. They're as the worst. Hell. Yep.
Him more than anybody else.
Like, I just have never liked him ever. I didn't like him in Roseanne.
You didn't like him in Roseanne?
No.
I don't think I'm ever going to like him. Johnny Galecki?
Because he was a sniveling little...
Kind of a little smarmy prick.
Yeah, and then he did Big Bang Theory, and I kind of just hate everyone associated with that show. They may be nice...
As you should.
They may be nice people or something, but that show is awful. And I don't like him now. I was telling Ollie, the only time I think I would want to watch him in something... is if he was like a quiet, obsessed murderer.
If he was supposed to be somebody you hate.
Yeah.
Like, if he's supposed to be an unlikable character, then I might get to like him.
Yeah, let's talk about sort of like let's talk about the plot because it's so ideally.
Do we have to?
Ideally, we should talk about sort of the film as a whole.
Okay,
and not, you know,
like, so, sad nerd, stamped pathetic guy.
Yeah.
You know. Becomes the hero. There, that's
he
the
gets.
Plot.
So he gets fired from his job. His fiance leaves him
years ago,
and
yeah, years ago.
He's, you know, he's kind of down on his luck and sees an infomercial for a thing called the Cleanse, or is that what they called it?
It's something. It was
something like that, and it's basically like a 4-day retreat where you start fresh.
BetterYourLife.com is some bullshit.
So he goes to this
Let'sGetPure.com.
He goes to this looking into like Herbalife that. Meeting. Where, you know, you stand up and talk about, like,
okay,
your
problems. That was one thing I did like. When the guy was like, if any of you aren't ready for this, you can leave now. And the old lady's like, oh, fuck this shit.
I already been waiting. You guys keep me waiting 15 minutes. I'm tired.
Yeah, I'm done. I'm not ready for this. That was the one thing I liked. Even when that guy first stood up and he was talking about, one time I called my friend a dick licker. Like the way he said
it on the internet.
The way he said it reminded me of that commercial that used to be really funny when it was like, who are you calling a cootie queen, you lint licker? You remember that commercial?
No, I do not remember.
Do you remember that commercial?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good. It was, I forgot what it was, but it was like something about something.
It was the shut the front door one, right? Something.
Yes.
Yeah, it was those commercials.
I don't remember those at all.
I'll look it up after but it just nothing felt authentic in this.
Nothing felt what?
Authentic.
You
like,
did not
like,
say authentic.
Like none of their like the things that they say felt like things that people would actually say.
Well, the one girl was lying,
right,
about what she was saying, which. you were cringing from the get-go.
She admitted to lying like 5 minutes after, you know, that whole scene.
Yeah.
You mean when
he lied to her about lying when he told the truth in reality. And then later in the movie, he comes out and tells her and she's just like, no, I like you now because we for some reason hang out all day.
See,
like, what the fuck?
Now, I know this is a weird thing to say about a horror movie, but if that scene was cut to be like a horror movie, it would have been so much better because he ran to the door like after her. Yeah. There. And it's like, it was almost like a little jump scare. And then he's just staring at her dumbfounded. And he's like, that was really brave. What you said.
My favorite creepy thing about the movie is like how they went like back and forth between these like still shots of the characters when they were talking to each other. Mm-hmm. So they'd be like, frame on you when you're talking and then boom, flash to me when I start talking and then the conversation switches to you, it would switch to them again. Like, that was kind of creepy, but...
I think that there, at least in that the opening sort of couple few scenes, I think that there was some good ideas.
Yeah.
Like you're saying, sort of that sort of back and forth conversation framing.
But it was, all the good ideas were with like the were with the actual photography, not so much.
Yeah, I get the feeling that the director is sort of aping a lot of other movies, and it's obvious.
Like Bad Milo.
There's I mean, I'm talking Gremlins. You know,
the scene with the chocolate was very Gremlins.
Yeah, and I think it's, I don't want to say it's probably a poor decision to ape
it's
so much.
It's too obvious,
but it's way obvious. That's the thing.
So
none of it felt any
that
like,
back when he first meets it, right? When he's like, hold this.
Let's rewind a little bit. I think
okay.
You know.
Okay, yeah.
So they get to this cleanse camp,
right?
And they're given four canisters of juice that they're supposed to drink that are
in mason jars.
In mason jars,
okay,
with their name
like,
taped over.
Nothing official.
Specially designed for
and
them.
They've already given piss and blood samples.
And hair. They pulled the hair out of his head.
I'd be
too.
Out right there.
You're out?
Yeah, I'm like, what the fuck? You're not my doctor. Like, you don't get a piss
well,
or blood
that's
sample.
That's definitely how they formulate the juice, right? With the DNA samples.
Yeah.
So they give them these four mason jars of juice that they're supposed to drink down, and basically come to find out that what it does is it manifests a little creature that is a copy of them.
So the reviews said that they were literally exorcising demons. I think the creatures are a metaphor for emotional baggage, okay. Because when they're talking to Fredericks and he goes, oh, you hold on to things too, and that's why his is all big and crazy, and
he can't take care of it.
Yeah, exactly. And so it's basically like letting go of the things that have held you back in your life before, like that guy with all the stuff with his wife and or his fiance, and then when you kill it, that's like metaphorically
that's
you
weird.
Like
it's a weird metaphor because like why would like you wanting to or being able to murder a supposedly cute little critter.
I
like,
think it's adorable.
You know, why would that be a metaphor for letting go of baggage and stuff?
Well,
the critter, never mind. I see it.
Yeah, the critter is the emotional baggage.
Yeah,
and
see what I mean. But
it's
I guess
cute
what,
because
I
and
guess
that's
all
your,
is
that's
saying
your
is,
attachment.
What are you learning if you're killing something cute?
Well, it's you know I mean? Think it's a metaphor for like learning to let go. But yeah, I don't understand where
feeling of like I need it or whatever.
Yeah,
know, like
maybe like because I think the reason those things were supposed to be cute was because you were supposed to think like, oh,
it's
I would never kill
do.
It.
Yeah,
yeah, but
well,
like,
and I guess to an extent, like the things that bother you about yourself, you nurture them, right? And
yeah.
So it's hard to let them go. And so I guess seeing them represented in sort of like a cute format would kind of make you feel like, well, yeah, I don't like these things about me, but
I'm attached to it.
They're part of me, so it's hard to get rid of them or you know, in
those
this case,
just gross
kill
me.
Them.
They gross me out way too much. And like, I would be, like, the first one, like, sign me up. I'll murder all of your emotional baggage. Like,
I'll kill yours for free.
They grew and they reacted when things were happening, too. Like, when they had that scene on the couch where she was sitting there completely closed off to him.
Why were they hanging out all day? Their little monsters weren't even hanging out anymore. They weren't even watching the monsters. And they're just sitting there on the couch just like ugh just because she wasn't brave enough.
Well, he was obsessed with her from the beginning because when he went to go pick up his instructions for the retreat, he looked to see who else was in there and he found her and
yeah,
was like, oh,
it's
her.
I think it's established from the get-go that he's very clingy and it's no surprise that his monster
sort of
becomes clingy. They become clingy to each other.
Yeah.
So, I mean, yeah.
And hers is kind of disconnected, doesn't want any attention until, like, she cradles it herself.
Yeah, and that whole bit where, you know, she comes to this retreat to lose weight. I'm like, girl, what the fuck?
It doesn't make any sense.
It doesn't follow through very well.
And, well, the guy...
Because everybody else is just, like... Everybody else is a token character except for the main guy. You feel it through the movie, you know, like...
They're just
no one even gets close to enough, like, camera time as this fool.
I think where I'm most positive is Frederick's. Like you were saying earlier, I think all of his encounters with his creature are sort of like you kind of understand
the metaphor.
The metaphor is best used with Frederick. Yeah. I think, because his demons are ugly.
Yeah.
And he's trying to get rid of them, but he can't.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you know, it's
and then it winds up killing him out of nowhere, completely randomly, when they have that little scene on the lawn when they're asking for the two little guys back, and then suddenly Frederick's just falls down in his doorway and a tentacle comes and just pulls him back in.
Yeah.
It's wait, what happened to Frederick's? That thing just killed him and you guys didn't bother showing us?
The wrong kid died.
The wrong character died, yeah, that's for sure. Yeah, so the whole, and while they're at the camp, Angelica Houston's character, who is named Lily, keeps talking about Ken Roberts is going to be here soon. He'll explain everything.
I thought they were all supposed to die. I thought it was some cult thing at the very beginning where she's like, eliminate and then terminate.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's like, oh shit, you're all going to die. Why are you even here still?
Which probably would have been a little bit more compelling.
We were not so lucky.
Yeah.
Everybody
we had
lived.
To watch it.
Well, not in everybody.
The
wrong people lived.
Almost every scene in this movie irritates me in some way or another.
Yeah.
Like, I watched it this morning by myself, and I kept getting so distracted, like just picking up my phone because I was bored out of my mind. And I kept rewinding, thinking, okay, did I miss something? No, I didn't miss anything. All right. And I 50-50 paid attention through the whole movie. And when Alia watched it later, she's like, oh, so you missed a bunch of stuff? I'm like, no, I honestly don't think I missed a damn thing. Yeah. I don't think there's really any depth to this movie at all. There's nothing.
Well, like, yeah, there's no depth in so much that the metaphor is pretty heavy-handed. And I honestly don't think that the main characters learn anything.
Nope.
Nope.
They do reach a point. This is crazy to me, right? So they put both of their demons in a sack.
Coming out looking like a bloated Yoda.
And Ken Roberts comes out and is just like, no. Like, just give me the demons. I'll take care of them. Like, we'll just pretend like this never happened. You don't have to worry about it.
Yeah.
Right? So Paul and Maggie take off in a car, his car. What the fuck with that last scene, man? I was in utter disbelief at what was going on in that last scene because I go, they're really doing this?
Yeah.
And this is how they're going to end this film? Because I was watching the timing. I was like, okay, we've only got 10 minutes left. They just got in the car. What could possibly go right here? Yeah. Their demons like fuse into one.
That's because they've now joined their emotional baggage. They're
I see what you're doing there.
See, it makes sense. And she's like finally willing to move on. So
he's
she's
still not
beating
listening
it.
To her. He's like being abusive before they're even together.
The
like
whole
they haven't even dated and he's already like insulting her.
So she kept saying she was the one who was like, fuck this, let's go. And then she was the one
he
who
was like,
first,
nah, you stupid bitch.
When they were in the car at first, she's like, oh, they look like shit. We should just kill them and get it over with. And he's like, well, we'll never know. And then
it's like, oh my God, my car crashed.
Yeah, it wasn't even his car. Bear. Yeah. And then it's like, this thing's really fucking ugly. Maybe we should kill it.
Yeah, I do. I did kind of appreciate that moment where the creature bites her.
Yep.
Yeah. And then you're like, oh, okay, now you get it, you stupid
idiot. Thought when they put their two creatures together, his was going to eat hers because he wants her so fucking bad. Like,
basically, it's what happened. I mean,
that's how they feel.
Because
that's
if you remember, his is the one that grew teeth.
Yeah. And it bit him earlier.
Yeah.
I wonder what.
Still not a good movie.
No.
But here's the thing. I think that despite all these sort of like downfalls of the movie, I still enjoyed myself for
the most
part.
I did not at all.
There
was things that like I liked about it, you know, like there were certain characters that I like and that I thought were great. Like I say like a lot.
Fredericks and Angelica
that
Houston.
Guy, and that guy, the other guy, which I swear to God, I feel like I've seen him somewhere.
Which
guy? Oliver Platt?
The guy who was introducing. No, I've seen. No, definitely. The guy who was with, like, the speaker in the when they first went to that Herbalife thing.
Craig Michelson was the loner in this film. No. The guy at the diner in the first scene.
No, that guy looked like a fat Dimes.
Wow. Even from that very scene, the main character is unlikable.
Yeah.
This guy's just sitting there trying to enjoy his dinner, and some rando at a fucking diner bar top is coming up to you being like, "Hey, what is that, a hot dog?"
Yeah.
Can't even see the hot dog in that hot dog.
Am I right?
It's like the look he gives him, and like, then
thanks for talking shit about my hot dog.
Yeah.
My wiener.
And then
my wiener.
As soon as he stops paying attention to him, he turns to the other guy and goes, "Hey," and starts talking to him.
He's
and
like,
then,
"Hey, hot dogs, am I right?"
And then when that guy's not interested, he starts talking to the waitress, like, "Hey, do you recognize me? Do you remember me?" And she's like, "I don't fucking know."
Yeah,
dude.
He was an unlikable schlub
the whole time.
Yeah.
But they painted him as a hero from the very beginning.
I don't even think his redemption was that good.
I don't necessarily agree. I gotta think that his character is supposed to be unlikable 100%.
I mean, I get that he's supposed
because
to be unlikable, but
then,
he still was
because
like,
his redemption arc, quote unquote, is ridiculous. Like, there is no redemption for him. He's still a fucking weirdo loser.
But that's the thing. If he's supposed to be unlikable, what's the point? Like, what's the point of any of this movie?
Yeah, like, he was just heroing throughout the whole movie.
He didn't go from an unlikable loser to
a
hero.
Let's run away. Oh, no, the girl ran away first.
She ran away, and then he kind of gave the guy, like, a how could you look and picked up her puppet and fucking...
I gotta think... I honestly have to think that it's more of a hero's journey for
the
Maggie.
Creature?
No, oh. Maggie. Because I think that she does wrestle more with her with her issues, in so much that she finally comes to grips with her emotional shit.
Like, oh, I'm not fat at all?
No, just like, oh, I don't need that at all. I'm done for sure. Like, time.
Yeah,
to
I think she grows more than anybody in like anybody else in the camp. Can we talk for a minute about Lori?
Is that the Asian
That's
girl?
The Asian girl. So she doesn't.
There's no point to them being there other than
character.
To pad out the.
She doesn't. So she doesn't drink her juice, right? And so she can't puke.
Her boyfriend wheezes her juice.
But she still doesn't drink it. So, yeah. Like, right. She had ample opportunity to drink her juice and didn't.
She took just a couple sips.
It was supposed to be in the same day, but I'm pretty sure, like, that was at least a day after that still hadn't drank it.
And she barely drank any of it. I don't even know that she drank a whole one.
So she basically got stopped up, right? The creature, what, like, ate her insides?
Yeah. Oh, patient kills, dude.
Yeah, because her boyfriend had said that he had been, what was it, expelling?
Like crazy,
eliminating
shitting, yeah.
From both holes,
pissing, shitting, and vomiting. Yeah.
And he got really mad when she hadn't eliminated at all. So I don't even think she had the
but
first
then she's
one.
Like, we're here to fix you.
Yeah, they never said what they're there to fix. Like,
well,
that
that's the thing.
He just
He's
likes to make dumb jokes.
Boyfriend.
He's an unthoughtful boyfriend, but also she keeps everything in.
Oh, the
yeah,
personal
but it
baggage.
Literally killed her.
Well, yeah, I mean,
that's
hey.
Why you need to expel. You need to let go of your personal baggage.
Hey, look, I am.
Tell
I am
real
nothing,
smart about a dumb
I am,
movie.
I am nothing if not. I can identify with keeping shit in, because, yeah. Dude, I'm the kind of person who I honestly can't. I cannot.
Yeah.
Whoa, I cannot like talk things out. Until I'm at a boiling point, for whatever reason, like
I've seen that
I was that way.
Well, and I don't
and then we
like
had major problems.
it's you know it's caused problems with my marriage now
of
where I'm like well you know it's not a problem until I've actually like literally boiled over like and you know I've come to grips with it and I've tried to
be
you know,
better
try to be better. I don't know how successful I've been as of late, but. But yeah, I mean,
it's embarrassing. Honestly, it's embarrassing to be like it's embarrassing to be upfront about your feelings with anybody for any reason.
Yeah.
So this is listed as a comedy drama fantasy.
I would say.
How did you find this movie?
I went to upcominghorrormovies.com and it was on the now available list.
Ah, gotcha.
And I looked at the synopsis and I was like, oh, this could be okay. I don't know. There's maybe some merit to this. I don't know.
Any port in a storm, right?
Yeah, any port in a storm. I don't know. I figured it might be interesting for us to check out, and apparently 2/3 of us hated it.
Yeah. I did not think it was interesting.
And the 1/3 also will admit that it's not a good movie.
It's not a good movie, but I will say that
it's not like it doesn't have redeeming qualities. It's not horrible.
My attention was kept, and I was not bored.
I was bored out of my mind.
At least 3 times during the movie, I was like,
how many times did you look at your phone? I watched it on my phone.
So you
couldn't check your phone.
Literally none.
How many times did you start counting the holes in the tiles?
I'm never that bad.
Ugh. What's that other movie we saw at Telluride last year that was with the brothers that they go to?
That's The Endless. That's the one that comes out on June 8th or something. June 6th, June 8th.
Speaking of Telluride, we've got some things with them coming up.
Yes, we do.
Did we talk about that last episode?
Do we have things coming up?
I guess he doesn't know.
I don't know. What things?
Our sponsorship of...
Oh, yeah. We announced that last week.
Okay, good.
Yeah. All right. I was like, what? We got something else? Did they get back to us on the email?
Oh. Speaking of which, Ted, friend of the show, Ted Henschke, also works with Dread Central, managed to get us a copy of Mysterium. Well, not a copy,
I think it's a copy.
Is it a copy if it's a board game?
Yeah.
If it's a board game?
Yeah.
So he's...
Because it's not the original, like, right? Yeah.
He contacted the company for me because I wanted to play that game.
Yeah.
He contacted the company for me, and we are getting a copy of the board game to do some YouTube content.
Oh, nice.
So it'll be super fun. Well, I think we can probably play here.
You know who's going to get that first? Patreon.
Probably.
Mm-hmm. What?
Get to see it first.
Oh, okay.
Maybe we'll even live stream it to Patreon.
If we can figure that shit out.
Yeah,
we'll last time we live something to Patreon, we got like 15 YouTube complaints instantly.
Well, it's because we 35. We were literally watching a movie. That's true. That was stupid on our part. But Shane was telling me that he has like a multi-camera setup where he has like 3 or 4 USB cameras where we can all have like perspectives from our from our side. So yeah, that should be coming
like
up soon.
Poker.
Yeah, poker, but ghosty and with Clue.
Man.
Tight.
What was the other one we were going to play? Oh, The Thing, when Shear gets the other version.
I don't want to play that fucking game. So complicated, dude.
Yeah.
I don't like complicated.
I love a complicated game.
Do you?
Yeah. I love to sit there and like literally just go over the rules for like 30 minutes.
We thought... Like I said, Betrayal at House on the Hill was going to be really difficult, but
Super simple.
Once you read through the instructions, it's like, that makes a lot of sense.
It's more like a choose your own adventure.
Yeah.
I think we're also getting a copy of something else.
Hold
tight. One Memento. We're also getting a copy of the Arkham Horror card game.
Yeah. There's a card game?
Yeah.
Tight. We've played the board game.
So, yeah, we're going to get...
I don't know if there's a few of them.
We're going to get a couple few things.
We played it a couple times.
No, we didn't.
Get over here,
kidding,
dog.
Olivia?
No. We went through one gameplay because it took us a long-ass time.
It does take a while.
It was like 3 hours.
Yeah, dude. Any game that Matt comes up with, we're like, here's the rules. 4 hours later, now we can play the game.
I love that shit, dude. That game is fucking
badass.
He
keeps saying that Munchkin, like, even on the first time,
Munchkin's
is confusing.
Like an hour.
It's like, no, but he said it's confusing if you've never played. We literally, the first time we played, it was like, this is so simple.
It is confusing.
It is confusing when you hear the rules the first time you've played. And
especially when Matt's like, no.
Once you get through.
We'll do one round, you're going to lose. Don't worry. And then next round, you'll pick it up.
Once you get through one playthrough, then it's easy. Yeah.
So, okay, to wrap it up with the cleanse.
Matt, do not recommend.
Do not recommend.
Don't watch it. Don't buy it.
Yeah, I kind of wish I would have watched something else.
Anything else.
Not that it didn't have any virtue at all. I'm just saying. At first I was like, ooh, puppets. You know, like when the monster first came out. Actually, I was like, it looks like Pepe.
The frog.
It did kind of look like Pepe, didn't it?
In a moment. And then it got like a bulldog, like a little, you know, terrier quality. It was kind of, No, burn it, dude.
I think it was cute. It reminded me of when
I couldn't.
They had those Land Before Time rubber puppets at Burger King, like way. But you remember those?
I think so.
It also kind of looked like a Boglin.
A tiny bit.
Yeah, I mean,
they always found a way for it to be like in a sack or something where you couldn't see the hand coming
out. I don't
up.
Know that I would recommend this for everyone, but I think
if you're the type of person who doesn't really mind wasting like an hour and a half,
here's what I would tell you. If you watch the trailer and it doesn't set off red flags in terms of like your viewing, like your movie viewing taste
habits, yeah.
You could probably enjoy this movie. I enjoyed it. It's not a good film.
I'm so surprised to hear you say that.
I don't know. I guess
I didn't. Yeah.
I guess moments. my hate blood is not turned up.
Just when I think you're getting cynical and hating everything, you're like, no, I like this complete piece of shit.
It's true. All right. Well, that's the Who Goes There podcast
at the very least, I think you could say it really wasn't pretentious.
No. I would even say it might be a little overly pretentious.
You think so?
Maybe. Maybe that's why I like it.
I got that feeling.
If that was in fact what the metaphor was, and that was what this whole movie was for, just to be like, yo, let go of your baggage, then yes, it was over pretentious.
it's a whole lot of wasted time for just saying that.
A little bit cute.
A little cute. All right. Well, Matt Smith?
Yes.
What's the links, my dude?
You can find us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitch and YouTube at the username Who Goes There Podcast, and Letterboxd and Twitter are at Who Goes There Pod.
Neat. All right. Well, that's it for episode 164. We'll see you in a few days for episode 165. Yeah.
Maybe in a week.
About a week. All right. Yeah.
Oh, my ear hairs.
Ugh.
So long.
Oh, do you have to pluck this out for him too?
She does it all the time.
Sometimes I just like rip them off the side.
Dude, I don't even realize they're there, and she's like, "Oh my god, your ear hairs are so long!" And she'll just pull like three
Ronnie
of them.
Ronnie does the exact same thing, and I feel terrible for her. I'm like, "You're fucking married to an old shitty man."
She doesn't pluck my unibrow anymore.
I'll do it if he asks.
My eyebrows are crazy.
I don't tweeze my own hair. I like literally trimmed them with scissors lately.
You gotta go like that, huh?
I'm gonna buy some razors for my eyebrows. Shit. Some eyebrow razors.
All right, well, that's it. We're done. I hate your guts. Bye.
I'm not gonna worry wrinkles in my brow. Nothing's ever gonna be all right, no how. No matter how I struggle and strive, I'll never get out of this world alive.